world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California with Phil Henry, Margaret Gray.
Hello.
General Galen Shaw.
Yes, yes, sir.
Bud Dickman.
Yeah, hi. My name's Bud Dickman.
Me, Robert Leonard. And now, here's Mr. Henry.
Thank you very much.
Bud's got a whole thing written out.
Well, we don't have time for that, okay?
Bud, you're not going to give a speech, all right?
Not a speech, but...
No, I totally understand, Bud. We don't have time for you to... What do you mean you had something written out?
Let me see that. Yeah, hi, I'm Bud Dickman, and I'm the producer, and everything like that. Well, isn't that brilliant?
Well, I just wanted to...
All right, Bud, one of these days we'll let you...
I prepared some comments, is all I'm trying to say.
But what do you think this is? A press conference or something? It's simply the intro to the program. Okay?
Yeah, you're always running your mouth like a sewer.
Oh, you...
Hey, what? Come on.
Take it easy now.
Yeah, see, I got my nose.
You let go of his nose.
Ow.
So welcome to the program. Today we have with us Larry Grover. He is going to be on to discuss some of the political shenanigans, some of the things that have been happening. I don't have the show notes in front of me, General. Do you have those there?
Yes, sir. Larry Grover. Now, this guy Grover, you know, well...
Let's be kind.
Oh, what do you mean, be kind? This guy Grover sleeps on a cot at his mother's house? Is that what I'm trying to hear? Anyway, he's going to be on to talk about the iPhone and Apple products or something like that.
Right. And then we've got on... Ted Bell, who is going to finish the story about these tourists that come into his restaurant and want to sit at the fire pit. Apparently, he got into it with these people because not only did they want to sit at the fire pit and light the fire, but they were wearing Confederate flag stuff. Is he offended by that?
Well, I don't think Ted is particularly offended by it, no. But he thinks it looks a little... He has a class joint, and when you waltz in there with the whole, you know... You know what I mean by that?
No, yeah, like the country thing.
Yes, you know, when you waltz into a place like Ted's of Beverly Hills, and you can almost hear, you know what I mean?
What are you talking about anyway?
I'm talking about the hillbilly.
Oh, yeah, talk about that.
Yeah, I don't think it looks good, and I know that Ted doesn't think it looks good. I've talked to Renounda, who is their hostess. She doesn't think it looks good. I know that Marcy doesn't think it looks good. I don't think anyone...
All right, Margaret, so it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good.
What doesn't look good? Oh, because they're wearing the...
Yeah, they're wearing the... Was this a lot of people?
This was a party, as I understand it. It was a party of 5 or 4, or maybe 8. Bud, don't do that. Don't ever go, what? Because I'll reach over like I'm doing now.
Come on, let go of his nose, will you?
I don't like the kid commenting, going, what?
It is a little dumb, Bud, you know?
What?
When you're going, what? It sounds like you're still in school. Like, I used to hear all the kids do that in school, you know?
Well, I just wouldn't understand. And, God, trying to make me sound like I'm all, like I've got the dumb disease.
Yeah. Well, you do have the dumb disease. You've come down with it, and I think it's fatal.
Shut up!
All right, so today it's going to be Larry Grover. Then we have Ted Bell. And then Frank Gray is going to be discussing Obamacare, which I know is going to be a thing with Harvey Weierman.
Yes, Harvey Weierman will be covering that story for us on these airwaves.
Yeah, well, is he going to cover it, or is he still looking for glasses? Because I'm telling you right now, Phil.
Look, General.
No, hold on. That guy's news segment with the la, you know, my wife, I got home to you, she said, who is the poor bumbling alcoholic? That's what she thought. She said, is Phil now giving a slot to a guy with the rummy disease? I said, that's Harvey Weierman, and she went, oh, my Christ. And she dropped to the floor out of shock. She said she was almost incontinent. I helped her to the bed and gave her a cold compress. Later...
Wait. What is all of this?
Well, we know Harvey. You know, my wife knows Harvey. You know that, don't you?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, they apparently... Don't... I'll say it. You know.
Oh, they had a relationship.
Yes.
God, no wonder you're all upset.
Let me to. Here's a backhand.
Damn it!
Yeah, don't ever do that. Don't comment on the intimate details of my marriage with the woman that.
Okay, so.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, God, General, you saying that your wife, man, was bumping it Oh.
What do you mean, bumping it?
Well, your wife was intimate with Harvey.
If it's anybody's business, yes.
All right. I mean, you brought it up.
I didn't bring it up. I'm just saying that she was shocked when I told her that Harvey's mind has gone. It's come unraveled, and it's come undone. You remember that song? She's come undone. Her mind came apart on... You know the song?
Oh, yeah. That's the song by the Who.
By the Guess Who.
What?
The Guess Who, man. And no Abbott and Costello. Thank you very much.
I was going to say Guess Who. I don't know who.
Yeah, Guess Who.
Who?
Yeah. So...
Wait, somebody speaks some English around here. What are you clowns talking about?
It was by a group called the Guess Who. It's called She's Come Undone.
I can sing it if you'd like, because it is a part of... It will be a part of my Christmas show. I've come undone. See, we're going to be changing the lyrics to reflect an autobiographical. Okay? An autobiographical. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening, Miss Gray.
Thank you, Robert. Are you listening, Phil?
I'm sorry. I was just looking at...
I'll take that.
Don't knock it out of my hand.
I'm talking.
Sorry, Margaret.
I'm sorry.
As I was saying, I'm going to be doing the song She's Come Undone, only it will be autobiographical, which is the French pronunciation.
Yeah, is that the French?
I think that's what I just said, yes. Wow.
All right, so why am I interested in this?
Because what?
Because I was talking about the fact that Harvey's mind has come undone.
Yes, but I'm going to be doing the song at Christmas time. I've come undone. Could you tie my pants up? They're going to slip down. See, it's a fun thing. Okay?
No, I don't understand that.
Phil, don't be difficult, because when you're difficult, even though you're a man, I'm a woman, and obviously I give away a lot to you in terms of weight, perhaps physical strength, although you return it to me in terms of age, but then I do give it back.
All right, okay, so I could kick your ass?
Little bit.
All right.
I'm just saying, don't piss me off. The song...
Margaret, I'm not trying to piss you off. The song is called She's Come Undone.
Well, no, the song's called Undone.
Yeah, and it was by the Guess Who.
Who? I'm sorry. Okay, the Guess Who. What I've done at Frank's request and behest is to change it around a little bit. You know, I like to do things differently, you know?
Yeah, it's great. I like about how you do the avant-garde.
Thank you very much, Bud. I do. And I like to change it, and I've come undone. It looks like my pants are falling down.
Well, is this supposed to be a comedy or something?
Why would you say that?
Margaret.
No, I know it's so. Why? Because the pants are coming? No, I've come and done. What does a woman ask her husband? Would you please do me up? This is Christmas Eve. They're getting ready for a party. And she's reflecting on the years they've spent married and the love she has for this man. And the first thing she can think to say to him on Christmas Eve is, oops, I've come undone. It looks like my pants are falling. Well, you know what? All four of you can hang it in my head.
What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing. Believe me, I'm not laughing.
You're laughing.
Yeah, to keep from crying.
All right, that's a lyric from a song.
Laughing just to keep out. I know the song now. It's called Laughing to Keep from Crying.
Look, I'm the singer here, all right?
All right. So we'll hear that. That sounds really great, I guess. I don't know.
Phil, I didn't ask you to comment on it.
All right. Later on, or...
I don't care. As long as you're talking about the song, I've come undone.
And coming up, we have Bob Bakian with traffic. Then we got to get over here to our friends, our good friend there, Harvey Wireman. Bob Bakian. How are things hanging out there, Bob?
Hey, well, I'll tell you what, how things are hanging right now. I haven't come down. I've come undone. My pants be piled out. You know, if you're riding along the 16 freeway down the south, down to the Harbor Alley, and you've come undone, your pants are hanging down around your ankles, down around there, you might as well bend over, go ahead and grab a screen, because they're going to be down there. And Caltrans is out there this morning till the 15:05. They're going to be frying chicken, it'll be free chicken, you don't get any. And sandwiches and coffee will be laid out, they'll be laid there with a big hat. If you're out there with a big hat, you've got me out for the Desert Times, of course, about, and there's a chicken ranch out there, probably bodies buried for about 16, you're big, fine bones, and all that forensic analysis out there, I'll tell you, scare the shit out of me. I'm Bob Bakian with the traffic. Good morning, good day. Hello, good day, good morning. Good morning or good day. Or good evening. I'm Harvey Wireman. And this is Harvey Wireman's News Break. Pred, prat, papada. Prat, prapada, abama. The papada abamaba. Hiel Takare was ruled on today by the Us Suprema. God damn it. Where the... Give me the glasses.
Dada.
Give me the glasses!
What are you doing?
I'll do what... Give it. She put the glasses on the cat again. Do you know how humiliating that is?
Honey, don't do that.
Thank you. President Obama and the U.S. Suprema Coot ruling that kept President Obama, the Altacare program intact, conservative activist and republican. God, I can't see this for God. Are you there, Henry? Are we on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
All right. Well, I don't know.
When you were cued by the music.
You didn't hear him. This guy that's on the radio right now, he goes, what?
But, hey, Harvey, talk to me, okay?
All right. You want to do that? Conservative IRA was trying to patrically on GFA Chusticky John Robert, who rata the majata panya. That preserver, the subsidy. Give me those glasses.
I'm not going to do it.
Give me the glasses. Let me put these glasses on. God damn it, they're the bozo glasses.
God, look at Harvey. Do you know what glasses look like?
Yes, I know what glasses look like.
Then why do you keep grabbing the big bozo glasses?
That's what my... Where are my glasses? They're on the cat. Is that where they belong?
Uh-uh.
Then give them to me. Give them to Grandpa. Give them to Grandpa, or I'm going to hold Mommy hostage. And then I will get into a van with Mommy with a shot in it. I'm just kidding.
Harvey, that is absolutely disgusting to say to a little child.
I'm kidding. The kid doesn't know. Meanwhile, I'm made to look like a horse's hind end. And this kid's putting glasses on the cat and the dachshund, but I can't make her feel bad about choking, about masking tape a shotgun around her mother's neck and pretending like I'm going to blow her head off. I can't do that, huh?
No, you can't. No.
No, you can't.
You know what? Give me that.
No.
Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
You know, you should send the police to that house.
No. That's the kind of insane. I'm not sending the cops to anything.
That sounded like there might have been a problem.
Well, I heard him screaming, give me the fat. And then,
yeah, that's how it goes there. I ain't doing anything like that, no.
Well, what do you think happened?
What happens every day?
Phil, you're the one that wanted to do that segment.
I know, but ever since I wanted to do that segment, I've told people I don't want to do that segment. It ain't working out. He can't read without his glasses. He keeps putting the wrong glasses on. Now he's in a blood feud with his own baby granddaughter. He's got some mortal combat going on with her every morning.
What do you think's going on?
I don't know. The kid's running off with the glasses, and he doesn't want to piss off his daughter by not letting the little girl... We either have to make a decision on this or move on, okay?
Well, you are the head of the program. Now, I thought it was a good idea to have Harvey because he is experienced. He's an attorney. Look, I'm not done yet, General. He's experienced. He's an attorney. I don't care.
Yeah, well, look, I think what you should do is call him up and say, ow, what is
What happened?
I bit my lip. Call him up and say,
you're crying like a bitch.
You want to hear someone cry like a bitch?
Come on.
Call him up and tell him he's got one more shot at it, and if he doesn't get it right tomorrow morning, you're going to have to pull the plug on a whole caper. Tell him we don't want any monkey coming on here and monkeying things up. And if that joker...
All right, I get it. I don't know, man.
But the one thing you could help him out with... It.
You could help him, Phil.
You know, there's no point in me helping him because I might as well read it myself.
Do you have his experience in legal matters and in news items?
No, I don't.
Well, then I wouldn't be talking were I you, but I are not you, so I are not talk like you.
It was great. That grammar's wrong.
No, don't ever correct my grammar.
It was wrong.
No, it was not. I would not talk were I you, but I are not you.
Yeah, that's wrong.
No, it is not wrong. Don't ever...
Margaret!
Are I on the show?
Do you realize that...
Are I on the show?
Yes.
All right.
We'll take a break, folks, and...
There's the baby.
We'll take a break, folks, and be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. We'll be back. We've got Larry Grover to talk with us here. Larry's got a bone to pick. He's got some stuff he wants to talk about here. Oh, the iPhone. What's the iPhone have to do with the liberals and their takeover of America. We'll find out. World famous Phil Henry Show. Flexing from the bottom. Flexing, flexing from the bottom. We just want the money, the respect, and all the power. Money and the power. The money and the power. Now, friends, don't forget tomorrow night. That is Friday night, so I guess it's tonight, right?
Yes, it is tonight, and that is the Friday night chat. If you are a Backstage Pass member, get on the chat tonight, the Friday night chat on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, the Friday night chat, you can be a part of it and everything, and it'll be fun and everything.
Yeah, so you got to have a Backstage Pass to be a part of the chat. All you got to do is go to PhilHenryShow.com, get a Backstage Pass, then click on the little chat window, and Phil will be on tomorrow night, a video chat. That's right, I'm on the video, so you can watch me as I'm typing and talking. I don't know whether I ought to be typing, or whether I ought to be talking, or whether I ought to be doing both.
I think people want you to talk. There are some people who want you to type, but there are people that want you to talk.
Yeah, so but what's the guy supposed to do?
You're going to have to do both.
I don't understand why I got to type, but never mind. So we'll see you on our Friday night chat coming up tonight, 9 o'clock Pacific time. 9 o'clock Pacific time at PhilHenryShow.com.
Check. That's like a sound check.
You have to do it on a sound check. Check. Yeah, I know.
Well, Phil, a lot of people don't know that just because you get to say...
All right, check. Yeah, it's a sound check.
Let me ask you a question. Turn it down, will you, for God's sake, bud?
That's Meek Mill.
I don't give a sweet... I don't care. Meek Mill? What the hell is that? Is that where they make cereal or something?
Ain't that funny?
I didn't think it was funny. What is it?
That's the name of the hip-hop artist.
Oh, that's the guy that was singing.
Yes, Meek Mill.
Well, let me ask you something. When you... I've heard you do this, Phil. You go check, one. I thought the guy... When a guy does, supposed to 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it's supposed to do 1, 2, 3.
No, you're not supposed to do anything. If you say check one, check, that's good. You're the guy saying check. The point is just get a bunch of noise going through the mic, you know?
Well, you can say that again, because most of this stuff is absolute noise.
Yeah, but I just got to try to check the audio.
That's all they're doing.
Yeah, how come you don't go checking, 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3?
Hey, man, I don't have to do, nobody has to do that.
Well, why do they do that then?
Some guys have done that. That's kind of old school. Everybody, what do you mean? I don't know. All you have to do is keep saying stuff into the microphone so that whoever is, you know, the engineer of the session is setting the levels, you know, and you say...
You get what you want by going check, 1, 1, 1, 1, that kind of deal?
Yeah.
Because I've heard you go 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, and it's like I want to grab my face and stretch it out of, you know, start stretching my cheeks out. You know?
I don't,
forget it. You people wouldn't understand. The things I live through, the things that I've seen, you would never understand.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, General.
No, you don't.
You want to stretch your face out.
When I hear you going check, I want to grab my cheeks and just pull my face until I've got the big, stupid mump face with the big stretched out. Forget it.
Well,
I understand, General.
No, you don't. No one understands me.
I understand that what you just said there would probably make your wife collapse on the kitchen floor the same way when she heard Harvey Weinman.
What?
You know what I'm saying.
Harvey sounds like a rummy. You telling me I sound like a rummy?
Just then, you sounded worse than a rummy. You sounded like a guy on an acid trip.
Oh, why don't you give it up? An acid trip? I'm telling you, don't blame me.
All right, General, I'll try not to say check anymore.
It just bugs me.
All right. On the air with us right now is Larry Grover from Culver City, California. Larry is the former chairman of Conservatives of Kern County and now, of course, is a guy who is, right now kind of in between gigs or something like that.
Well, you know, Phil, I'm listening to you. You can say, if you want to say it, go ahead and say it. I'm down on my luck, and I'm living at my mother's, and I heard you during your pre-show.
Well, do you deny that, Larry?
I deny. I'm down on my luck, okay? I live at my mother's. I sleep on a cot. I'm out on the service porch. Okay, is that... That's as bad as it is. All right.
As bad as it is. Look, Larry, that's pretty bad.
That's not bad at all. What's bad? I've lost my wife. I've lost my kids. And I just find out now that Tina is the guy that she's dating. Went out and bought a 52-foot Sea Ray, which was exactly the boat that I wanted to buy. And now they're tooling around out there at Newport Beach on a 52-foot. You know, it just gets me. It makes me laugh. I laugh until I want to vomit. I was throwing up last night. The time my mother came by. Mother, what'd you say?
Well, let me.
Mother, don't.
I said to Larry, why are you vomiting? And he said, I'm laughing so hard because Tina, that's his ex-wife.
Yes.
Tina is dating a guy with a 52-foot-long, and I made a joke. I said, 52-foot-long penis.
Yeah, because that's what my mother.
But why do you, Gloria, why do you say such crude things?
I was joking, and Larry said, a 52-foot, and then he threw up again. And I said, are you still laughing? And he goes, now I'm crying, thinking about Tina with a guy with a 52-foot-long penis, you know, dick, is the way he put it.
And, all right, thank you very much, Gloria.
Well, I wanted to...
Now, let me have the phone back. So, you know, that's humiliating enough that my ex-wife is going out with some guy that can afford a 52-foot-long...
penis?
I'll kill whoever said that.
Guys, just kidding around.
I'll kill who said that.
It was Dickman, and he's trying to be a smartass.
I'm sorry, sir. I was just kidding around.
If it wasn't you, Dickman, if it was somebody else, I would kill. I would kill whoever had said that.
Yeah, well, it was Dickman.
I know. Otherwise, I'd kill.
What about me?
Well, I wouldn't kill you. I wouldn't kill anybody there.
Well, they're the only people in here that could say anything.
All right, then I guess everyone lives. Fuck, can I get to the point of my...
Watch the F word, will you, Larry?
Sorry. So I... Anyway, Tina's out there, and she's tooling around with this new boyfriend of hers, some slob. And it's out there slobbing it up, partying on a 52-foot Sea Ray, one of the boats. I wanted to get a boat like that, but unfortunately, because of my financial situation. So this weekend, after Tina got off the phone, I said to her, are you on your new iPhone? Because she was telling me how the girls are, and we're working out visitation.
Well, now there's a break, huh?
Yeah, it'll be great to see my daughters. But I said to her, are you taking my daughters out on that 52-foot Sea Ray? And she said, well, yeah, because Tad, and that's the guy's name, and...
Oh, you know something? I feel you on that one, man.
Yeah, do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, what is the problem?
The guy's name is Tad?
Yeah, Tad. And I said, Tina, tell me true, and please, in the name of Jesus and all of his apostles, please don't tell me his name is Tad. Please don't do that. And she went, I'm sorry, Larry, but his name is Tad, Tad, Tad. Ha, ha, ha. Tad, Tad, Tad. He's so glad. And she started, you know, mocking me. And I said, you should have heard Mother when I told Mother that you were with a guy that's got a 52-foot long. And Tina interrupts. She said, did she say a 52-foot long penis? And I said, yeah. And she goes, your mother hasn't changed. And I said, no, she hasn't. So we bonded in that instant, you know. But then it fell apart as she started dancing about, I can only imagine, Tad, Tad, Tad. He's so glad. And I said, Tina, I you know I love you, but if we were still together, they'd find you in three separate trunks at three different railroad stations. And she said, Larry, your threats have never amused me.
Okay, Larry, the ins and outs, if you'll pardon the expression.
The ins and the outs?
Jesus Christ, Henry. I'm talking about all this bullshit about your marriage. I'm sorry, Larry, I don't want to hear about it. I want to hear about this iPhone thing.
All right, well, I was on the phone with her, and I said, Jesus. The ins and outs, Mother. Henry's on the phone, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he's...
Okay, talk to me, will you?
Sorry. So the ins and outs, yeah. So anyway, I said, are you on your iPhone? And she said, naturally. And I said, you realize, Tina, you got the boyfriend with a 52-foot-long Sea Ray. And she went, you know, penis. And I said, please stop that. Please don't do that no more. And she said, all right, Larry, I won't, because I can tell that already your self-respect, your personality, your sense of self... is already paper thin. And I said, you got that right. I said, please don't. So she said, all right. So she backed off, okay? And,
Yeah, that's nice, Larry, but, you know, we want to hear the story.
Well, Phil, he's telling about his own...
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you about me for a change, huh?
Look, we'd love to hear about you, Grover. Just love to sit day and night all the live long day and hear about your problems. But we don't have time. We're on a radio show. Get it?
Oh, well, look at the broadcast professional, General Shaw. You got out of the Army. You got out of your tank right after you blew hell out of Way City. And now you're...
Don't you dare mock my service.
Well, why don't...
Larry, just stick to the point.
All right. So I said, you have the iPhone. She said, yeah, I said, let me tell you something about... And, Phil, this segues very neatly... into the topic, okay?
That segue neatly.
what are you, all of a sudden we got critics, huh?
I agree with Bud. It's not exactly the neatest segue, but go ahead.
Well, I'm so sorry. I'm trying the very best I can to do the very best that I can with the things what I got and the stuff that God gave me. And
Larry, just tell us about the iPhone.
Okay, so I said to my wife, I said, you understand who makes the iPhone? She says, Apple. I said, bingo. Give the lady a cigar. And then I said, do you know what Apple is? And she said, Larry, you know, she started in, and I said, look, just Tina, humor me. In the name of Christ himself, humor me, will you? And she said, all right. I said, Apple is a hotbed of leftist, socialist, communist, sympathizing, American bohemians. You got a guy that founded the... Do you understand where I'm going? Everybody in this country's got an Apple, okay?
Don't talk about everybody got an Apple. What do you mean, like a phone?
Yeah, they got the phone, they got the iPad.
No, they don't. A lot of people have, like, Samsung, stuff like that.
Well, that's Korean! And what's... You see what I'm saying? So, don't tell me about the left in this country and the idea that the left wing in this country somehow is not a threat when you have the very implement that we're using, the iPhone, the iPad, the iMessage, the I, everything me, I, which is reflective of Steve Jobs' overwhelmingly colossal and mammoth ego, that he would walk around there with bad breath and feet that stunk like cheese. Here, Mother. This is Mother, Phil.
All right.
Larry has been obsessing about it, Phil. And I told him, Larry, why don't you have some hot soup or some oatmeal?
I don't want any hot soup.
But he's obsessed about this.
Well, let put him back on the phone, okay?
Larry, it's Mr. Henry.
Well, I gathered as much, Mother. Who would it be?
I don't know.
Santa Claus? You've already ripped that letter up.
Why don't you get over it, okay, Mistledick?
Mistledick? God damn it.
Larry?
Yeah.
Okay. So now this sounds to me, and I'll get, you know, your opinion and other people weigh in. It sounds to me like you've suddenly hit upon this thing about Apple, right?
Yes. No, I haven't suddenly hit upon anything. I'm looking at my wife. I'm looking at her Apple phone. I'm looking at my daughters and their Apple iPads. They got iPad, iPhone, all this. And I'm thinking, and now she's got this new boyfriend with a 52-foot C-Ray, and...
That sounds to me like you're trying to find something wrong with the relationship, so you want to bedevil this poor girl about the Apple.
The poor girl? Are you denying... Let me ask you guys something, okay? Are you denying that Apple is run by a lot of left-wing, barefoot communists who are fellow travelers, pink right down to their jock straps?
Pink down a jock strap?
No, talk about pink. What's that mean?
What does pink mean? It means if you're pink, you are not the singer, bud.
I know, I was gonna think about it. You're pink. If you're pink, you're probably giving up the pink.
Come here for a minute.
No, yeah! Yeah, that hurt, but it was worth it.
Oh, it was, huh?
Look, I'm saying, all the filthy jokes aside, that the pink means that you're not quite... I'm not saying they're communist.
You're talking... And I've seen this lately. I've seen this. People talking the way they used to talk when there was an actual communist empire, when there was an actual communist bloc of countries. That's the way people used to talk. And back then, you might forgive it because it existed. There was ostensibly a threat, or at least there was this polarization of the world's communities along either capitalist or semi-capitalist lines and communist lines. But nowadays, you guys on the right, excuse me, Larry, for saying this.
Oh, you guys on the right, huh? I can't walk into a room full of African-colored Americans and say, hey, you guys, you people, would you mind getting out of my way? I can't do any of that. But you can say that to me.
That's a big difference between a political ideology and a philosophy and the way a guy was born. Would you just listen to me for a second?
Oh!
Will you listen to me for a second?
All right.
I'm telling you, Larry, it begins to sound like paranoia, because if there is no communist, everybody's talking like they used to in the Cold War, except there is no goddamn communist bloc of nations anymore.
What do you call China? Oh! What do you call North Korea? Oh!
That's two countries. They used to be, God almighty, they had half the world at one point. Good, that's exactly right.
Well, I'll tell you this. You guys can sit there and play Thumbit all you want, okay?
I'm not playing Thumbit, my friend.
Well, General, with all due respect, you sound like it. Because if you're going to sit there and say, oh, well, I don't care that lefties and left-leaning, left, oh, God, are they left. They're way left. You know?
Well, they're way left and they are commie.
I draw the line at calling them commie, because if they were commie, we'd have a very serious problem because they run Apple. But I'm saying they're left-leaning leftists, and now even conservatives, even some of the people that I admire the most, like Rush Limbaugh, like Michael, the other guy.
Michael Savage.
Michael Savage. And now Sean Hannity, who tried to warn us about the hip-hop, which you play on your program on these airwaves, and Jan Hannity, or Sean Hannity, I think of Jan Hannity, who was a young lady who I think she was related to Sean, and I tried to ask her out one night. She wouldn't have any part of me, and I was so angry, and then I found out she wasn't related to him. I thought it was a kid sister or something. And
That's nice. Can you get...
You know, the conservatives are using it.
Okay, I there's no way that I'm going to be able to say to you, Larry, anything of comfort, because in this world of ours, there are products and there are companies and there are people with political philosophies, and sometimes they let those, you know, influence their business.
Look, Phil, don't start giving me the big speech, okay?
Look, he's trying to straighten... What do you want to do? Do you want to deny people buying the Bapple?
What do you mean the Bapple? You mean Apple?
I said Apple.
No, you didn't. You said Bapple.
You did kind of say the Bapple.
Well, all right. I meant the Apple. And if I did say the Bapple,
God, you talk about a guy's mind coming unglued.
All right. So what do you want to do?
I want to just let every conservative out there know that when you pick your iPhone up, you're picking up a product that is manufactured, created, that was conceptualized, that is endorsed, and that is, in point of fact, the fruit of the leftist, left-leaning lefties, okay? The libtards, the liberals.
Don't call them libtards. I don't like that.
Oh, well, oh, God. I can't do anything. Okay, Larry, here. Mother.
Larry, Mr. Henry just doesn't want you to be rude.
I can't just do anything anybody else says.
Oh, Larry, quit crying like a child.
I'm telling you right now. These liberals, Phil.
Okay, so the liberals invented a phone called the iPhone, and everybody wants to buy it. What do you want me to do about it?
I'd like you to, or I will do it, or you can tell people that when you buy an iPhone, you're buying a product from the lefties.
From, you said, pink down to their jock straps.
All right, pink right down to their jock straps. You got it. You got it. You got it.
Larry, you know something? When you get running around here, he's running around the house right now, Phil. And you want to put your pants on?
I have my pants on, Mother.
Well, you're wearing boxers. He's running around with no shirt, boxers, dress shoes, black socks, and those garter belts that the men used to wear.
What?
What?
You're not wearing those old school garter belts, are you?
I have the phone, Mother.
Well,
let me have the phone, Mother. What do you want?
Why don't you put some clothes on?
What business is that of yours? I'm in my home, the privacy of my home.
I told them, Larry, that you got on underwear.
Oh, fuck.
Watch your language.
Larry, come here.
Mother.
Ow! And I hit him, Phil. I hit him right across the face. I just think that...
And you know, I'm going to say something to you, Gloria. You really taunt him, and you know...
Gloria, that is true. Calling him Missile Dick, and...
Oh, Larry can take it. His father was much tougher. Much tougher. And the 52-foot-long penis... You tell me that wasn't a beautiful line?
Not coming from an elderly woman like yourself, who is a far more gracious and classy a woman than that.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, Phil, but it's not true.
Yeah, well, we gathered as much.
Oh, General, you know, I don't want to say anything other than the following. I love my son. I believe in having very high standards and very high ideals. You know that I believe in Dr. Elcott.
Yes, you are a member of Elcott, the next step.
Yes, and I'm studying for my priesthood. But make no mistake, I'll burn down anyone that tries to get between me and my meat. A dog and his meat, you know.
Now, Mother, I've got my pants on. Here. What was Mother saying?
Just a bunch of stuff.
So, in conclusion, Let all of your right wing, all of you people out there that call yourselves patriots, all of you people out there that call yourselves, you know, whatever you call yourself.
Well, what they call themselves, liberal.
Not them. All of you who are, and you got an iPhone, are you happy that you now have a product from a bunch of communists, from a bunch of lefties? Isn't that great? Hey, way to do it, man. That's dumb. That's just dumb.
What kind of phone have you got?
What's that?
What kind of phone do you have?
Oh, this ought to be good.
Oh, is it going to be good? Yeah, I've got an iPhone. Here, there. Does that make it good?
Well, then what do you got an iPhone for if you're yakking about that?
Because it works good. Because it works good.
What works good about it?
What? You've got one, don't you?
I understand that, man, but you're the guy that's saying a bunch of lefties invented it.
They did, but it's a good phone, mother. Larry, get out of here. I don't care anymore.
Oh, he's going to go and he's going to probably pout or something. What are you going to do, Larry?
World of Warcraft?
No, you're not playing World of Warcraft. You have to get outside it.
I don't believe this.
So I have to go and...
Okay, fine.
I want to play the World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft, what is that?
Video, it's the computer game. Are you telling me this grown man? You know something, Grover? I hope and pray that you're listening right now. I'm going to say this to you. If you were one of my men, I'd put one in your back.
Oh, my God!
I would.
Well, what do you mean you'd put one in his back?
That guy, Grover, would be one of those... He'd be one of those monkeys that'd take off over a hill with all the medical supplies. This lover would just take right off.
All right, Charles Bronson.
Who's... Oh, did he... Well, okay. That's based on a true story.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
The whole thing in Dirty Dozen?
That's right. Based on a true story.
Really? A guy put one on a guy's back?
Well, it must have happened. You know? But I'll tell you, if this guy Grover was in my unit in Vietnam, I would have said, Grover, you take point right in front of that tank. That'd be about 10... 9.
Oh, that's absolutely horrible.
Well, that's the only way you're going to save a lot of lives. Getting rid of a joker, getting rid of a monkey like that.
All right, the world's... God damn, things got dark really fast.
Right.
Dark as in the topic.
Oh. Yeah, we thought...
You thought what?
I thought you were talking about race.
I thought you were talking about the time of day. I'm sorry.
You guys are so stupid that I honest to Christ, I think you're kidding. You got to be kidding.
I think they are.
Yeah, you guys are kidding. All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I'm kidding about... Kidding about what?
Kidding about whether or not you exist. Are you...
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good, okay. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Oh, my God, man. Get on our email list. All you have to do is go to our homepage at philhenryshow.com and check out that little banner that says email list. Once you click on that, get all the information into us. And, hey, you know, we will we'll make you a part of an email list that... is constantly being updated on a lot of different stuff that's going on. Like, for instance, we're giving away our old school, our original studio microphone. We're giving away our old Electrovoice. So you can have this as a keepsake. You can put it in your own studio, but you can say, this microphone was the one that Phil Henry worked on for a period of his fine, fine, albeit tragic life.
Albeit his fine, fine, albeit ultimately wasted life.
So check that out. Our email list will give you updates on all kinds of things, like our Friday night chat, like our YouTube channel, like ratings and reviews and all kinds of other things, other contesting that we'll be doing throughout the remainder of your life and mine. World famous Phil Henry Show email list.
Whee! Wow, sexy, man.
Yeah. All right, so we do have Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is going to be on here in a minute. So, yeah, the chat is tonight.
Yes. Now, the chat, let's just, the BSP chat, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, is on every Friday night. Are you going to be typing and then, what's the story? We must know.
I don't know. I think it's better that I...
Who gives a sweet... Is somebody giving you a hard time about this?
No, not at all. I think it's easier if I just talk to people. I'm on the camera.
Oh, I see. You're chatting and when you're talking to people, what do they do, call in?
No, they're typing messages to me.
That's retarded, man. What you ought to do...
Don't say that word.
I told you about that.
What?
Don't say the word. What I was doing is I was chatting with people using the chat keys, using the messaging, and then you would see that on the video. But some people like it when I'm talking to them, so I don't know.
Well, this thing is at 9 o'clock tonight, right?
Yeah, it's the BSP chat.
Then you've got to be a BSP to be in this thing, right?
Yeah.
So what's the kick? Just talking to you? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
I think you know what you ought to do. Speaking of nude, and I don't mean you being nude, but as long as there's a video...
Oh, forget it.
Oh, God, you just come up with the greatest ideas. You want a girl to what? To parade her what? Her genitals?
No, I don't believe I said that.
Well, that's what you want. That's what you desire. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
No, it is... All right, yes, I was.
Well, that ain't gonna happen, General.
Well, then don't ask me for any advice.
Oh, you think that's what Phil needs on the show? He needs someone to parade... I cannot do anything like that, all right?
I wasn't talking about you.
I don't think you...
I beg your pardon?
I wasn't talking about you.
Not talking about you.
Why, you dirty, filthy...
Margaret,
Look, she walked out.
You know, I don't know what you think... I don't know what you're playing at. But I can assure you, if anybody gets nude on the cameras around here, it's me.
Now I'm just glad you sound like a man.
It's me.
You did, Margaret. You went, it's me.
Oh, did I say?
It's me.
Well?
All right, so now, is Frank out golfing today?
Yes. What business is it of yours?
Because he has he's scheduled to come on the show.
All right, he can use his phone. I think he's out at Cheviot Hills.
Boy, that cat's playing a lot of golf, you know.
My husband works his ass off, all right? And if he wants to play a round of golf, that's nobody's business but his own.
I get it already. God.
Margaret, why don't you give it a rest? You know, you're ready for a fist fight.
I don't like the way you guys are talking about things. Especially me not being nude.
We don't want anybody nude on the camera. I ain't gonna have anybody nude. All right, so we're going to now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm totally honest with myself... we've got Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's going to be discussing a couple of things. I thought we covered this stuff last night. I guess we did not. And it had to do with, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, it had to do with the fact that he had some people in the restaurant who were wanting to use the fire pit, some tourists
Ted's
or something, you know.
Of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Right, over there. Come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills because we've opened up Ted's Long and Thick. That is four nights of dancing at the Prime Rib Room. It's Ted's Long and Thick Club. Four nights of dancing at the Prime Rib Room. Come on down tonight to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Do you
want to
put our meat in your mouth?
Yeah. It's a lot of fun here, Phil.
Now, what's going on?
We open up the... if I hear that music one more time, Dickman.
Sorry, it got away from me.
Yeah, it got away from you.
Bud, you got to make sure you put that down, okay? Mr. Bell pays for this time.
Yeah, you understand that? I pay for this time, okay? Phil, we are here in the Prime Rib Room. It's Ted's Long and Thick, and what we mean by long and thick is we mean it's a long weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it's a thick weekend, as in the thick, juicy steaks that you get for Ted's of Beverly Hills. I think you're going to enjoy it. I think you're going to enjoy the long, thick weekend. The reason why I'm coming on the program here tonight is I wanted to clarify some things that might have been misstated last night by Mr. Gray, Margaret's husband. I had gotten a little emotional. I know I had to get off the air, but when I heard Frank come on and proceed to take what should have been a fairly simple story and babble as he does and
now watch out what you say about my husband, please.
Look, Margaret, I heard you just a moment ago get upset because you're not going to get the... something about how you're not going to flash your cool...
What, is this the Margaret Mumble you're laying on me?
Well, you're on the air there, ma'am, talking about how you are angry because you're not going to get to show your culo.
Everyone in this room is laughing. Excuse me.
Margaret, come on.
Well, what? She did, didn't she?
Why don't you just have some respect, okay?
Hey, Phil, I got nothing but respect. I got nothing but respect for people who respect me. I'm Ted Bell. And, you know, as I've said so often and so many times, I'm Ted Bell. Now, here is what we're talking about. Last night, I had some tourists come in. It's happened periodically. And forgive me for saying this, but when this trash comes in, and they got on their Confederate flags, and I said, yeah, okay, what do you want? And, we want to sit out at the fire pit. I said, where these people are from? I think the South or something, right?
Yeah.
So I said, okay. And I said to Karen, go ahead, seat them out there. Let them at the fire pit. She comes back, she says they want the fire pit lit. And I said, God damn it.
Well, look at Bell, why have a fire pit?
It's the middle of summer. It's hotter than hell, okay?
I understand that, but you gotta have a fire pit. Some people want it on. Maybe some people are cold.
Yeah, maybe. But you know what? Guess who has to pay for the gas that comes out of that fire pit? Oh, it's me. How about that?
Well, that's a good point, Mr. Bell. That can't be cheap.
Now, wait. Hold on for a minute. Gas isn't that expensive.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. And what restaurant do you own? I forgot.
Come on, Ted.
No. What restaurant do you own? I forgot.
All right, so you got to pick up the tab on the fire pit.
That's right. Now, these guys are out there, some guy with a beard and his wife, and she's all, hey, Daddy, and he said,
I don't understand. Were these people bikers or something?
Yeah, they kind of look like a bunch of bikers, but only they didn't have any motorcycles. They came in these trucks, and I said, I ain't parking out here. One of them tried to give me a hard time. He says to me, what did the guy say? Yeah, he says, hey, y'all, how come you're not parking my truck? I said, because I don't park that garbage here. You got to park that across the street at Hong Kong Charlie. And he goes, well, what's Hong Kong Charlie? I said, well, it ain't here. And
now, this is this policy you have of not parking cars that are worth less than what?
$80,000.
I want in on this. Now, that is usurious.
Oh, you want in on this. You want in on it. Because a moment ago, Margaret, I heard you saying you didn't want any part of it because we didn't respect the fact that you desired to show your gooch on the...
Pardon me.
Yeah, see?
All right. Margaret, come on, will you?
Tell him to have some respect.
Margaret, you're the one who said... You wanted to...
She didn't say she wanted to flash her culo, okay?
Wow, man. You sound like you hang around with weapons like,
Okay, let's knock it off with the culo and all that other bullshit. So you got these rednecks.
Yeah, we got the rednecks. So the guy says, hey, y'all, I said, I don't park that here. So they had to come across the street. Maybe they were angry about that. I don't know. They said they wanted to sit at the fire pit and have some drinks and not hors d'oeuvres. They wanted to order off the starter menu. I said, fine. So I said to Sandy, I said, give them whatever the hell it is they want, okay, and keep them out of my hair. She said, well, they want to turn on the fire pit. I said, tell them no, there's no way. She came back and she said to me, well, you said that they could have anything they wanted. And I said, yeah, I did. Well, guess what? I lied. They don't get to have that. So now comes over Bill Elliott, who's, you know, the guy that... You know who Bill Elliott is, right?
No.
He's the guy that helped me set up this whole dance thing tonight.
Is that what I'm hearing there behind you? You're in the middle of the nightclub?
Yeah, I'm in the office right now, but what you're hearing is over a closed-circuit TV that I have. I keep an eye on the floor because I don't want anybody screwing around. Hey, look at that right there. See that? It looks like you dropped some. That could be crack cocaine.
Crack cocaine? What is going on in your club?
Don't make a big thing. So I said to the guy, no. So she comes back and she says, well, they insist. I said, what do you mean they insist? I'm Ted Bell. No one insists. She said, well, they are. And she pointed to the guy's wife, and she was kind of a cross between Dolly Parton and Pumpkinhead. Now,
all right, Ted, you know what?
What is that supposed to mean?
Jesus H. Christ.
Oh, you got that right. So,
all right, Ted, so what's the story?
The bottom line is I went out there, I said, may I help you? You know, I'm very deferential, and here's this guy who goes, hey, y'all, my wife would like to light the fire pit. Can you do that? I said, you know, it is the middle of summer. It's very hot. I said, we have other guests. Generally, we only have that for and he goes, hey, y'all, this and that. And I'm looking at this Confederate. I said, you know what? The sooner I light this fire pit, let them get good and hammered. Maybe they'll get out of hand, and I can have the cops throw them out, or they'll just leave. So I went ahead, and I told the guy, I said, look, you know, it's very expensive. He said, well, y'all, you know, I
well, what was this guy doing? Just y'all this, y'all that?
Pretty much. I said, do you understand how much that cost me? He says, I don't give a s, okay?
He didn't.
Yes, he did. So I said, okay, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'll light the fire pit for you. Is that going to make you feel better there, Clem? And he's like, hey, y'all, this, that. I said, shh. So I went over, and I had them light the fire pit. And then I pulled, and this is the only part that Frank got right, I pulled out of my pocket $1,000 worth of $100 bills. And I said, well, there's your fire pit, and this is how much you and your wife, you and your, you know, and I tried to say something, you and your, that life, strikingly similar to Dolly Parton in certain areas, this is what you're costing me. And I started dropping $100 bills into the fire. And he's all, hey, y'all, hey, don't do that. Let me have that. I said, no, you don't get to have this. And
so you got into a whole big, taunting, childish thing with this big redneck.
You got that right. And he's all, what are you doing? And they had a couple of their friends with them. So these two big dudes, you know, and they got their Confederate flags. I said, how you doing? Hey, see this? There goes another one. You just did that. You did that. You and you. They didn't like me pointing my finger in their face. And the guy is saying, hey, why don't you let us, you've got to start burning up $100 bills. Yeah, I said, no, you don't get to have these. You don't get anywhere near my money. I said, you're costing me this. This is how much it's going to cost me. I dropped another $100 in there.
So you wound up burning $1,000 worth of $100 bills. We heard about this last night from
Frank Gray.
Yeah, from Frank Gray. Did you make your point?
What does that mean, did I make my point, Phil? I made my point when I started burning up the $100 bills. My point is this, all right? I will accommodate anybody. I don't care if they're wearing a Confederate flag. I don't care if they're wearing whatever they're wearing. They could be wearing a Boston Red Sox hat. They could be wearing a New York Yankee hat. They could be wearing the Dodger hat. They could be wearing no hat at all. They could have on a bad toupee, no toupee, a good toupee. They may be late to pay. They may be on time when they pay. It doesn't matter to me. They may be short. They may be...
Okay, I get the idea.
But one thing I will not stand for, and that's some guy telling me when to light my fire pit. And that's why I got upset about that.
You know, Ted, you're under a lot of pressure, okay, obviously.
Yeah, well, no kidding.
All right, but to take it out on customers and to take it out on this program, you're losing your temper.
Yeah, you know, just because the guy's a redneck...
Hey, what do you mean just because he's a redneck?
Well, that's why you were giving him a hard time, huh?
No, it's not why I was giving him a hard time. He wanted to light the fire pit. Nobody, but nobody, tells me to light that fire pit. Wait, hold on for a minute, will you? What's that? The girl out here with a top. Tell her to put her top back on. We got a big night here, Phil.
Let me ask you something. Is the patio open tonight?
Yeah.
Is the fire pit lit?
Of course.
But it's hotter tonight than it was last night.
Yeah, but I got a lot of customers out there. Last night, I had these four rednecks. Do you understand the difference, you see, how money works, Phil? A lot of money, little money, a lot. Jesus.
Okay, all right, fine. So, Ted, good luck with the new promotion, huh?
Well, it's going to be, I think it'll be a lot of fun. We're doing this, we're going to be doing the whole summer. It's Ted's long, thick weekend, all right?
If I may say, I think it sounds a little, it sounds a bit salacious.
Well, Margaret, you being on TV or whatever it was, you wanting to come on the video cast with the Kulo.
I never said, God, you...
Ted.
Well, hey, man, you know what?
I never said that, Ted.
I agree with her, by the way. It does sound suggestive.
What does?
Ted's long, thick weekend.
Hold on for a minute. Who picked this music, huh? That's fantastic. No, it's not fantastic. It sounds like I hear this a lot when I don't take my medicine, huh? No, this is what I hear when I don't take... I'm on Effexor. I take an antidepressant, Phil. I don't believe in holding back.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I do, but... If I don't take my Effexor, this is what I hear. Are you hearing it?
Yeah, I'm hearing music.
What's it sound like?
It's going da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, thank Christ. Oh, God. I thought it was...
Okay, Ted, no, you're fine. Well, good luck with the promotion. Sorry you had to go through all that stuff with the fire pit.
Yeah, but again, we don't mind. Confederate flag is welcome here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Just don't, it's got nothing to do... But with the fat wife and the... I can't have it.
All right, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted, thank you very much. And
that man is a rude slob.
Well, Margaret...
No, he's a rude slob.
Margaret, you're the one talking about wanting to be the one that's sticking it in the camera.
I didn't say stick it in the camera.
Everybody here's getting so freaking crazy, man. I mean...
Is Frank coming on?
Yes, he is going to come on in a moment. We'll have him on, and then you can cry to him about it, okay?
I'm not going to cry to anyone, okay? Wow.
Yeah, I'm just going to cry to people.
I'm not... You know what? I'm going to...
You missed me. Oh, no, you didn't.
So, Frank Gray is next. He's going to be discussing the Obamacare ruling by the Supreme Court. Phil Hendry Show. This is Skip, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Skip, and I think the song's called Go Naked.
Yeah, Skip and Go Naked.
Oh, shut up.
If you want to watch Mr. Hendry perform the Phil Hendry Show, go to the YouTube channel, the Real Bud Dickman YouTube channel. Yes, there you can see in horror, the Phil Hendry method of performing the show. It's frightening, and yet it's compelling. It's strange, and yet it's even stranger. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I'm Margaret Gray.
I know we don't have a whole lot of time here.
Well, I want to make time because my husband's on the phone there. Wait a minute.
Bud, I don't want the club.
Hey, Ted, I got to hang up. Ted, I gotta hang up.
All right. Hey, Frank, you know, I realize that it's a little uncomfortable for you to be on the phone, and you're also out there golfing right now. Where are you, at Cheviot Hills?
I'm at Cheviot Hills right now. Margaret told me that you wanted to talk to me.
Yeah, well, what do you think of the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare?
Well, I think that when you have a Supreme Court, you don't put Supreme Court justices there so that they will do what some dumbass politician wants them to do. You put them there because they're jurists who understand the Constitution. Now, there's a whole lot of these, hold on for a minute. I'm lying too here.
You gonna go for it?
I'm gonna go. Hell yeah, I'm not gonna lay up. Look, I'm not you guys. I don't lay up for shit, okay?
Frank!
I'm sorry, Phil. Here we go. Where'd it go?
Go on the side.
Where did it go? Am I in the green?
No. In the water.
Oh, God. The water.
I'm not in the water. They're gonna go for it.
Yeah, if I can't reach the green from here, then I must be some kind of a limp. I must have little tiny itsy-bitsy arms like you. So, I got in the water. So, what I pull out?
Pull out at point of entry. One stroke penalty. That's what she said. All right.
Okay, Frank, if...
No, I'm here. All right, so... You put a jurist on the bench so that she knows what she's doing. Now you have these conservatives that are upset because the jurists did not rule the way the conservatives want them. Because what you have now are a whole bunch of people on Twitter and Facebook, and they're all Supreme Court justices.
Well, now, Frank...
No. They're all Supreme Court justices. Every last one. Every stupid ass that's on Twitter, Facebook, all of them. And they know better about interpreting the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, the writings of Jefferson. So what do you want? What do you want from me?
Well, Frank, so what do you think of the ruling in terms of the strict interpretation of the ruling as it pertains to the Constitution?
You know, Margaret, not everything. You're not reading Shakespeare, okay?
I know that. What do you think?
I think it was a sound ruling. Now, look, John Roberts, who was a George Bush appointee and a conservative, all of these silly bastards think that Roberts is supposed to vote conservative. Since when? He's supposed to interpret the law through the Constitution. You're not supposed to do anything other than that. And for anybody, conservative or liberal, to think that a judge has got to adhere to a political line, that person should be put in jail and then deported. That's how dangerous they are to this country. Do I pull out here?
Frank Gray is with us. He's at Cheviot Hills.
All right, watch this. You're going to love it.
Are you going to make it?
Am I going to make it? I don't believe you. Of course I'm going to make it. I got 20 feet. Watch this. Fuck it. God damn it, I flew the green.
What happened?
Oh, I hit the blade. I bladed the thing. It went straight across the green, and now it's up against a fence. Yeah, where is it? Is it in here?
Okay, Frank, we're talking to Frank Gray about the Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah, hold on for a minute. Is it in here? No, right here.
I think it's like up the other side.
No, there. That's my. Is that my ball? Whose ball is? Who's got a Titleist? Is that yours?
No,
that. Now that ball's been here for like 6 months. Well, there's a bunch of balls here. I can't find. I'm gonna drop. Okay.
Oh fuck, Frank.
I'm dropping. All right, Phil. So, and then the other thing with the Supreme Court ruling is John Roberts has voted a couple of times against the conservative viewpoint. I think that you have a good judge, a very good judge, when the perception is he's a conservative, and yet he is going to vote in favor of what he feels is true. Now, in Roberts' case, she did that, and I think that she is an excellent example. In Ruth Bader Ginsburg's case, he did that. In the case of Sandra Day O'Connor, he would do that. And then, of course, in the case of Anton Scalia, she did it.
Well, there isn't a judge on the court, we would hope, that doesn't decide as it pertains to the constitutionality of something, not necessarily the political ideology.
Well, you would hope, but most of the American people are so stupid that they think that that's what it's about. Hold on, I'm dropping. I don't give a... What am I lying here?
Four?
Okay, watch this. I'm going to put it in a hole. God damn it. In the water again. I went across in the water.
Frank, when are you going to take lessons?
Lessons to do what?
golf.
I don't need lessons to golf. My old lady just said, he said he thinks that I need lessons. Don't laugh at her. You. All right, so.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Frank. It's been nice talking to you.
Yeah, I got to get back to this golf game, okay? I'm hacking the hell out of this hole. I lie 10. You know, and I'm gonna be playing in a tournament next week, so I gotta get my shit together.
All right, Frank Gray, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, is that your?
You know, talking to that guy when it's golfing is ridiculous.
He must be drunk because I heard him get his genders right.
Yeah, for a while there, yeah. So there's Frank talking about how John Roberts is a good justice.
Well, you know, isn't that what they're supposed to do? I don't know, but Frank's got some pretty strong opinions for a guy that... Boy, I'll tell you what.
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, everybody's an ass this and a jackball that. That guy is, you know, he's got to watch some of the stuff he says, don't you think? Because after all, I mean, the guy... If you were a guy, I wouldn't give you 5 cents for half of these guys that are on the Supreme Court of the United States of America. But I will say this. I think Jack... What is his name?
My husband?
Yes.
It's Frank.
Oh, yeah. I think Frank's right that a good judge is the kind of a guy that is going to, you know, vote according to the law. Isn't that what it says?
Yeah, well, you got to vote according to the Constitution of the America.
What do you mean, the Constitution of the America?
You got to vote according to the constitutionality of something. Yeah, you can't vote. You can't decide just because you're a conservative. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's the part that I like.
Well, I think we're all agreed on that.
Only he doesn't think the American people understand that, so...
Look, I'm not going to get into a whole thing about what the American people... I thought you weren't going to do politics.
I'm not doing politics, man. That was what Frank... Anyway, folks...
World famous... I'll do it, man. I'll do it. I'm going to do it, man.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on a side... On a podcast one. Sorry.
Dude, you screwed it up, man. Shut up.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow for the BSP show. And then, of course, tonight for our Friday BSP chat. Phil Henry saying... So long, everybody.
Don't mess that up, man.